What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
Today we're joined by Licking County Sheriff Mr. Randy Thorpe. Randy, we have a big thing going on in our backyard for the seventh year. It's the Lost Lands Festival going on at Legend Valley, and I'd like to take this opportunity to give the public some information to make your job easier. First off,
sure.
We know we're going to have traffic.
Yes, and plenty of it over the next couple of days. You know, you've probably got upwards of 50,000 people coming to the concert. And even though they have a well-planned traffic pattern, that's a lot of vehicles to get into one venue. So clearly you're going to have traffic issues, but it's nothing that we can't handle. While it will be an inconvenience, it's short term.
Plus, on Route 13 to get to the Backwoods Festival, we're going to see some backed up traffic. But we do have something different this year, the pedestrian underground tunnel. That should really alleviate a lot of problems.
Yes, it'll eliminate a lot of the traffic stoppage that typically occurs to allow people to cross the road and different things like that. Well, we've already seen a difference, and it's going to be a huge help.
So we have the pre-party tonight, and the show is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. To make your job easier as well, we always know we're going to hear it wherever you may live. Don't call the authorities.
Right. Over the years, especially the earlier years, we got a lot of calls on 911, you know, because of the noise. It's a heavy bass music. And so that can carry, and it's kind of peculiar how it carries differently over different years, but it can carry many, many miles.
And rattle a few things, too.
It'll rattle. Actually, I think they were tuning up last night, and I had some things rattling on my walls.
I feel like an old guy saying this, but you know what? I'll just say it anyhow. That stuff makes my spleen move.
Oh, it's pretty, I will tell you, it's pretty loud. When I go in the venue, I typically put in some ear protection because simply that loud. It's kind of unbelievable.
This weekend is a big thing for Licking County when it comes to added revenue.
Right. I mean, that's a lot of folks, a lot of tickets. I know the hotels are all packed. If you visit any of the grocery stores today or tomorrow, you might want to be aware it might be a little bit crowded.
Yeah.
That's typically what I see, is that the local stores are pretty crowded with folks attending the concert. But overall, they're a pretty good group that come in.
All right, so the backstage pass, any special visitors that you might know that you could tell us, like Shaq, he came in a few years ago?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's in the lineup this year. I kind of glanced at the lineup, and I did not see him on there. He goes by DJ Diesel.
Okay.
And I didn't see that in the lineup, but I was a quick glance, so I'm going to take another look.
Sheriff, I looked over that list, and I don't know any of them. I don't see a Justin Moore, a Reba, Jason Aldean, or a Kenny Chesney anywhere on it.
There'll be no Hank Jr. hanging out at Legend Valley this weekend.
Sheriff, have a great day. It's good to talk to you.
All right, you as well.
All right, bye.
This is The Vibe.
Listen for new Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts. Powered by Licking Knox Goodwill.